The SlimFast 14-day effect on your New Year's resolution. Day one, the new year. You want to kick it off with a bang, and you're not just talking about fireworks. Day 14, you're ready to start this year right, looking great and preferably on top.
2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. Swap two meals a day for SlimFast protein shakes or bars, get in a 30-minute workout, and stick to a 1,200-calorie diet to lose up to 6 pounds in your first 14 days. Find SlimFast in a store near you.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's American Idol After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's American Idol After Show.
That sound can only mean one thing. Fist pumping in the air. It's American Idol. We are back. That's right. Season 13, episode 1. I'm JC, and this is, of course, the American Idol After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. And joining me, as always, is our very own J-Lo herself.
I wish. Stephanie Georgie. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. It's Kelly Clarkson.
No.
I'm Jason Eichler.
All right, guys. So we are here. It's an awesome season. And, of course, I cannot go any further without talking about our fourth member. That's Violet Kanyon, who will be here shortly in a few weeks. But no show would be complete without our man, Stephen Lemieux, running the ones and twos. What's going on, Stephen?
Excited for another season, guys.
You ready for another 20 weeks? We're going to be here for the next 20 weeks telling you all about Idol.
Oh, my God.
Yes, but first, let's talk about general impressions. What do you guys think?
I love the new panel. I think three judges is so much better than four.
Yeah. Really?
And personally, you, Keith, and you, Harry, you've been great. I've loved it. It's been such good chemistry, and I think that we're really good together.
Why does he get to be Keith? I want to be
and
Keith.
I'm J-Lo.
No, you're Keith. He's
I'm
Harry.
I'm J-Lo.
Because you're tall like Harry. No, you were not J-Lo.
Okay. That's her J-Lo laugh.
No, that wasn't. I have a cuter J-Lo laugh.
Oh, do it.
Anyways, no, go.
If you haven't tuned away by now, folks, we just want to say thank you. And if you're watching us live on AfterBuzzTV.com, hello. And if you're not, make sure to watch us on YouTube. Go to iTunes, subscribe, Stitcher, OneCast. Let us know what you think. Give us 5 stars. Let us know who's the real Harry of the group.
Okay.
That's what we want.
I have really hairy arms.
He does. That's why we keep your arms down below the table. Okay. So let's talk about the beginning. They started with this new wrinkle. There were a lot of new, like, little subtleties.
Yeah.
This one, not so much. This is the chamber. You saw that from the beginning, this, like, ominous thing. Okay, you're already making a face, Jason.
I think the chamber's corny.
Well, yeah, it was okay, but we didn't see anything in there. They didn't show us anything funny because everyone was just like,
this is the chamber. Yeah. Well, we've watched them wait before they go in anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was just gimmicky and stupid.
Do you think they were just trying so hard? Because, okay, last season we did have a bit of a drop on the ratings. Fewer people are tuning in. But are they trying too hard? Because they revamped it from the top.
Yeah, well, okay, I didn't like that. But I liked the overall episode because I thought it was more about the artist. And my problem with Idol's auditions is I don't like watching the bad ones. I just am over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that they didn't show as much of that today. Yeah. And it was more about, like, the good singers.
And they mentioned that they were going to cut away the bad a little bit. And what I noticed is I didn't see Ryan as much.
Which bums me out because I love me some Ryan Seacrest.
No, but he'll come later. He was there enough. The auditioning process is not about Ryan. It's the actual show process is about Ryan.
Wow, Steph's bringing... Wow, okay.
I guess I'm Harry.
You are the Harry. So, well, let's start talking. Do you guys even want to talk about that first girl that she was kind of like Janelle?
Well, we
Janelle
were saying
Monáe.
That she was lucky because she got to go first. That was the one that was in Detroit,
right? So it was more like a prologue of what to expect this season.
Yeah. What did you guys think of her?
She was all right. I didn't think she was fantastic, but she was.
I agree.
Right.
I liked her look and I liked her energy, but I think if you took away the guitar, you would have been like meh.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought they would have opened with either something spectacularly big, you know, to start on a positive note. She was she was okay, but do I see her winning?
No.
No. Okay, moving on. See, exactly. We're going to be straight. We are your unauthorized idol. We will tell it like Absolutely. It is. Absolutely. So let's start with Boston Troy. We started, of course, in the beautiful city of Boston, and he opens up with Over the Rainbow.
Okay, I was shocked that they put him in the show so early because he was horrible, and I did not think he should have gone to Hollywood.
Yeah, thank you. Are we in agreement here?
Absolutely.
And just because this is my biggest pet peeve with people who audition for these shows, just because you can do a run, and I'm not saying he can because I don't think he can, but just because you're able to doesn't mean you should, and you shouldn't do it at the end of every phrase because it's tacky.
Yeah.
It's 5 minutes in, and you know what? I'm sorry, Steph. You and I have lost. He's going to be the Harry. I'm telling you. He's already talking about eliminating the runs, and I'm still a sucker for some of the runs.
I think
I love a good run, but...
No, but like Harry was saying, the pentatonics, that was very well said. It's true. Just because that's there. I mean, we're happy you can do it, but you need to move us.
Well, what about the fact that Harry said, let's challenge America? Will America take to that? He wants to challenge America not to fall for the runs. He wants to go for the... And he was in the minority in a few of these when he was saying no. And he felt like he was like the odd man out. But I think it's good. It's to take the same competition to another level.
Well, I appreciate that because I think J-Lo's perspective on the show is like what everybody... Like what probably like most people watching are gonna say, mm-hmm. and Harry's got a background in music and he's classically trained, so he knows what's right and wrong, and it's refreshing to hear that.
It is.
Yeah, so
it's refreshing to have everyone new. Keith has always been perfect because he's not rude.
I felt so bad for Keith last season.
Yeah,
he just got kind of shat upon.
He was on last season?
Get out of here.
I can't. I'm stuck here for another 45 with y'all. So let's move on to Sam Wolf.
Okay.
The first WGWG of the season, the white guy with the guitar, 17 years
ding,
old.
Ding, ding.
Yes. Our new winner.
What a guy.
I really liked him. I agree with Keith when he said he sped up the song because of nerves.
He was nervous.
And I think it made it sound like he was running out of breath, but I don't think he was. I think he just was playing too fast.
Really?
I don't think he was running out of breath. I definitely could tell that he was nervous because of the way that he was singing. Like, there was much more potential there, but... It was the nerves that got to it, which is going to be the issue for most of our contestants here, but...
Okay. How does this guy not win? The last 5 seasons, there's been a white guy with a guitar, young, good-looking guy. They've won. Yeah. They've literally won every season. Last season, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, this has come out on all the boards, all the guys were wiped out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best guy finished fifth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they tried so hard to skew it that I think they lost fans.
Well, I think they're trying so hard because they haven't had a relevant female singer since Jordan Sparks come out of the show. Even like not even in the top 10, just go on and do well.
Yeah,
and they need to have a good singer, but it has to be more than I think. The problem with Candace was it was just about the voice, and she's not necessarily a marketable artist.
Right,
but here's the thing: were they losing fans because of the Phillip Phillips winning? No. Mm-hmm.
No, I think they're losing fans because the show got a little tacky. Can I say that?
No, I think they're losing fans because we're in season 13.
That's true.
Because it's just
not. And there's like so many rip-offs of this show.
Right, there's
now.
So many. There's different types of shows. So now people are looking for the more of the auditioning process even quicker. Maybe some people are over the whole all over America part. Like, let's just get straight to the competition.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll see. I don't know. I kind of feel differently about American Idol because it's been, I feel like, off the charts for like a little bit. So now we're going to be...
I feel like Idol's going to make a comeback.
I think Idol's going to make a comeback.
Especially with the subtle changes. There's a different energy.
It felt like a lot classier.
It did.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Well,
I think it has a lot to do with our judges this season.
And I think we talked about this when we were watching. Having three judges... makes it so much easier to watch because you get to know their personalities more.
And their chemistry was so good, was it not? It was great. They didn't argue as much, and if they did, it was funny. I mean, they were cracking me up the whole time.
Don't say that. You know what? I'm gonna bust you. Let's trim the fat on this one. I am gonna tell you who you like. It's not about the judges. It's about Harry, and we'll get into that later.
Well, speaking of trimming the fat, with Slim Fast, 2 weeks is all it takes. Get to what you really want in 14 days. The only thing that's gonna be better than your confidence is your hemline. This podcast is brought to you by Slim Fast.
You know,
sorry, that was a bad read.
No, absolutely, but it's truthful.
It's passionate.
Trust me, I go home and
go ahead and get that chocolate Slim Fast and make yourself feel better.
I've actually used Slim Fast for meal replacements though, and it does work.
Yeah, no, and my girlfriend's like the biggest fan. Chocolate is filled in the fridge, so
You know, I,
there we go.
There's no room. I can't even put steak in there. And of course, women are always right. Right? Am I right?
Yes.
See? Okay. There we go. Nice confidence there on that one. So let's move on to What did we have? We had like a mini montage, which had a little diamond in the rough. And here's Jason's going to go with it. Go
Jillian Jensen from X Factor, because if you're an X Factor fan, when you see Demi Lovato cry on X Factor from the first season, and then you played this clip like 17 times. She's like, when you cried, I don't know what she said. I don't remember the quote. But Jillian Jensen was that contestant, and she made it to Hollywood Week X Factor. And now she's back.
Well, she almost made it to the live.
Yeah.
She was the last cut. So this is a girl that, you know, was huge, like, on X Factor. You know, a lot of people liked her. I thought it was borderline whether she was going to make it live or not. But I was reading an article about her, and they said they portrayed her as the crier. And she said, that was not me at all. I cried 3 times, yes. Yeah. But they really, really expanded on that. And I hope Idol shows me in a different way, because I'm not that person.
Well, I think that was X Factor's storyline with her, and that's what they went with.
Yeah,
she was all right. I would, if you hadn't mentioned that she was on X Factor, I wouldn't have like.
Oh, I bet that's why though, and I wonder if that's going to help her if she makes it to the live shows, because she already has a following.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she
because I'm she's already right. Like my pick.
Okay.
Yeah, because they had an interesting group there. They had Lindsay P, who kind of, I don't know if you, we saw so many people, so please, if you got, let us know at home, if we skip someone,
right,
please,
course,
there's so many
we're
people.
25 specifics.
Yeah.
Deep.
Yeah, we had Lindsay P, and then we had this guy, Ethan Thompson, who I thought had a beautiful voice. It was this guy, it was that in the montage of the three,
right,
of Jillian Jensen,
yeah,
and Lindsay reminded me of Elise Testone from season 11, just like a higher pitched version of her.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember her, she was really gravelly, but this girl had a gravel, but it was like a higher register with that. So
I thought Ethan had the problem of being like every other American Idol winner too, but he's really cute.
Yeah.
See, he calls it out. I love that about you. I can't get away with.
Yeah,
Jason's
really like
a
him.
Lot.
He was just likable.
Yeah.
All right. So what about Taylor, what is it, Hillcock?
Or Holback?
That one.
Maybe.
Do you think she should have held back? I don't know.
I don't think she should have auditioned.
Yeah.
She comes up there and is like, I'm a jazz vocalist. I'm a jazz singer. And then she sings Carrie Underwood, and she puts on this like fake country accent, which she didn't have when she was talking.
Yeah.
And then she didn't sing the song well at all. I just
didn't
like it.
Yeah.
Well, what would that be with like Keith Urban? Because Keith Urban's Australian, but when he sings, he doesn't have an Australian accent.
Yeah, but a lot of times when people have accents,
yeah,
when
but
they
British,
sing,
but people in yeah, sorry, well, anyone, S Club 7, they all had everyone
yeah.
from well, One Direction. They
no,
don't sound
you,
like they have accents
when
they
you
sing.
Sing. That's like a recent thing,
yeah.
Where like people come and they bring their accents to music,
because
yeah, right. Normally when you sing, everyone's supposed to use like the same vowel shapes,
right?
Okay,
and that's why. But you don't take like a normal accent and then put a twang on it.
Yeah.
When you say you're a jazz singer.
And it was just because of her voice, how she sounded.
Jason, yeah. I love all the facts that you put behind it, but I'm giving the point to Steph because she said S Club 7.
I love S Club 7.
I don't know why that's the first band that I thought of, but it
ain't
was.
Nobody like an S
Club. Oh man, they were great.
No, and I'm trying to think now. This one, there's so many people I haven't written down. Stephanie Harvey. She was 16.
She sang Price Tag by Jessie J.
Yeah, okay, she was all right.
Is this a girl from New Jersey?
She was
a Jersey girl.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were really, you kind of liked her in the beginning.
Because of her name.
Oh.
I was biased. And then she started singing, she was all right, and then her mom annoyed me.
That's like picking football teams with the helmet or their pants.
I know. That's why I changed my opinion afterwards.
Okay.
Right. I like that. She came across as pretentious, I thought.
Really? I loved her confidence when she sang. I think it was nice. That part I liked, but it was also just regular. There was a lot of these singers who were, they didn't get me. There was
basic. And I thought the way she looked and acted, she should have sang a Tracy Chapman song, not a Jessie J song.
Yeah. And Jessie J, are you kidding me? We've talked about Jessie J a lot last season. That's pretty hard to.
Yeah.
You know,
she's got a voice.
Yeah.
Now, was this the one that Harry was kind of on the, he did not like because of her age that she was singing that song?
No, that was the girl that sang The Next Girl.
Okay,
that was the next girl.
So
she also made it to Hollywood. I didn't like her.
No, I didn't either. I thought she was trying too hard.
And she was yelling.
And I guess that's going to be the thing this season. Like, everybody tries to do the rock thing. Because how many people sang Ooh La La by Grace Nocturne? People used to be Christina Aguilera. Now I guess this is the thing. But it just was fake to me.
Yeah. No one had, it was very few people. It was like some of the contestants who had their like original songs. I think that they were the ones that were the most, you know, talented.
Well, and what I'm picking up more than anything is you guys are saying words like remedial, basic.
Yeah.
So is it because of the other singing shows now that now we were at such a level that we're expecting brilliance, we're expecting Candice Gloverness?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Because I could sing. I think I can sing. Can you sing sometimes?
Yeah.
I can sing. I don't sing great. Okay. I don't think I sing horribly, but I'm not an American Idol contestant.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. They don't need to be passing me to Hollywood.
But honestly, that's part of the industry now, too. We have all these singers, and there's so many ways for music to be put out there. Mm-hmm. That competition is more intense. So I think it's fine that we judge more intensely.
It is.
Yeah, just like...
Especially because this is an easy process now. I was just telling a friend the other day that what was the way that we used to be noticed back, you know, just on the street, singing. Someone noticed you, and then it, so on and so forth. There wasn't social media. There wasn't American Idol. There wasn't the opinions of Harry Connick Jr., Jennifer Lopez, and Keith Urban.
So you're saying it's easier now when they have to fight...
It is absolutely easier
Well,
now.
It's easier to get noticed. I wouldn't say it's as easier to stay
right.
in it.
Of course, because it takes what it takes to be in the industry.
Yeah, because nowadays, look at the last few seasons of all the singing shows and who's really broken through. Of all the winners, you've got
recently,
Javier from The Voice,
exactly.
season one.
I would
one.
Say recently Nothing. We have Fifth Harmony and Phillip Phillips.
Wait, what?
Who's Fifth Harmony?
Oh, maybe you're not a tween girl like I am. they're from X Factor, but they're doing really well.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but that's the point. You know, I mean, they're looking, maybe the tweaking of this season is going to find that breakthrough artist. They're tweaking it so much, and we're going to see something special. I'm hoping. Call us the optimist. It is January.
It is just the first. Yeah, the first we episode. Only saw 46 that went through, or
well,
there
were
40 or something. We only saw 25.
Yeah.
But
yeah, but let's talk about someone that didn't go through because we said we were going to talk about the good, the bad, mm-hmm. and the ugly. And okay, this guy was super cool, but he wasn't much of a singer. It was James Earl.
Yeah. You know what's funny, too? For like a second, I thought he sounded good.
Oh, when he did his falsetto. I was like, oh, can he actually sing?
Because he changed it, but he was too cool. What he was trying to say was weird. You're really weird, man.
Yeah.
Not that he was cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
it
sounded
weird.
Like he had like seven different voices inside of him, too.
I wrote
kind of weird, man. Oh, I'm cool, man. Thanks. No.
The kung fu comedian, because he had the whole kung fu garb. That,
yeah.
Oh, you know what, though? The joke was funny. Why did the dog not want
to? Oh, that was funny.
Okay, so he was just trying to lift up his profile.
He did exactly what he did.
It's hard to tell if these people are trying to do that or
that guy really looked like he didn't know what was going on and went to audition.
I think
that
he's
was
on.
It.
I think he's on something.
Possibly.
Crack.
Something good.
Give me some of that.
All right, so.
No. Stick to Slim Fast, everyone.
You guys got to. Or stick to, was it Pentatonics, right?
Pentatonics.
Which was our next girl, which this is where Harry made his point about it. How we're fooled. This is where he made his... Where he
I
challenged
agree.
Him. Okay.
Yes, because...
Why? So what makes a good singer? Both of you guys.
Okay.
I'll go first, ladies.
Perfect.
First. Well, I'm just kidding. Okay, no. So, exactly. I was in show choir. I think I can sing I could sing well with other people, the Pentatonics. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Excellent. If you know your notes, you know your notes. But can you deliver? What did he also said, what do we want in American Idol? We want to be moved by somebody. One of the only people that I liked was the person, I didn't actually get his name, but he was dancing. You know, he made me move. And I every time I move forward to the TV, that person belongs in the competition because I'm interested. They have something about them.
Someone that pulls you in.
Yeah. Sure. And because we used to talk about this last season too, it's an American Idol. It's the package. Some people are not that marketable. And unfortunately, they can...
Like Crystal Barisox.
Figure it out a different way.
Okay.
Go ahead. What was the singer?
I thought she sounded like a mouse, first of all. Secondly, I think it's true, though. People... And that's why I'm happy to have Harry on the show, because I think people hear, like, a big run, and they're like, oh, my God, yeah, she's got that. Mm-hmm. And it's not actually that difficult to do. It's harder to sing a song and sustain the notes without going crazy.
Exactly.
So that's what you would say makes a good singer.
Go to karaoke. You'll see everyone sing just the same way.
No, the reason is because Jason and I just wrapped up X Factor, and it's different criteria. It's more of a show performance. And here, Idol is the true essence of the singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Of a singer. So that's why I want to get that from
you.
But
I think, too, if you look at it, I mean, we can talk about Kelly Clarkson now because she's on an Idol. I want to talk about her all the time.
Yeah.
But if you look at when she sang a song, she sang the song well. Mm-hmm. She didn't oversing a song. She went
she
to it. She
it
killed
it.
Same with Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
She came to the song. She sang it. She didn't put a run on every phrase. Because I think that
Unless
almost
I
takes...
Unless I needed it. When Kelly Clarkson sang Respect,
and
that's
needed
when,
it.
Yes, exactly.
And I think when you go to a song and you oversing it, it takes away from the performance aspect, and it's almost mm-hmm. like, oh, this is me in the gym. Look what I can do. Yeah.
Okay. All right, all right. So, well, very well said. And what I was going to bring up, so maybe a guy that didn't do a lot of runs, but however had a stage mom, Austin Pecorino.
Yes, or
he was the second jersey guy.
First of all, I want a little gay boy to win because I think it'll be cool.
What was the last guy's name?
I really liked him. I think he has a good personality and a good package. I think, again, he's doing too many tricks with his voice.
Because I was surprised that he went through. I didn't think he was going to. Because at first it sounded all right, but then it was the tricks. So it was
Like the rasps felt really forced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought he has a really pure tone when he's just actually singing. Mm-hmm. But I think he's watching too many pop stars and trying to copy that.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that... That's what they're voting for. They're voting for the Bieber. They're voting for the runs. How are we going to be able to switch America to get back? Or just maybe go into like a throwback, go into Kelly Clarkson, that smoky, bluesy singer.
I think you have to have somebody that's original. And and if you look at it, the people who have made it far past these shows, Adam Lambert, Kelly Clarkson, Carrie mm-hmm. Underwood, they haven't copied anybody else. Even Phillip Phillips.
Exactly. That's why I was saying that. I like those who came with the creativeness. Ever since I've been to Los Angeles, the people that I've identified myself as a good artist, usually if they're about music, almost always they know some type of instrument. And if they don't know an instrument, then they sure as hell have a fantastic voice that they don't need it. And it's a part of them, and you can tell. Mm-hmm. That's why I used to want to be a singer, but no, because you know if you're not good. You know it. That's why it cracks me up in the audition process when this was my whole life, and oh my gosh, it's, get out of here. You knew better. Don't tell me that you knew.
But
you
I think he's talented, and I think with a little coaching, I think the mm-hmm. talent's there for him,
mm-hmm.
and he's very likable, and he's a good-looking kid. I think he'll go far.
That's why they're letting them go to Hollywood. That's what they're saying. I want to see the second time.
Okay. All right. All right. So we'll see. We'll see him again. But someone that we were surprised by, I think you were really into this person, Stephanie. Is it Caitlin Jackson, the one who wrote the song about the grandfather?
Yeah, she was good. She was the first person that I really liked.
What? You are smiling.
Yeah, because the song was ridiculous.
The song was, this is horrible, but I was cracking up because the lyrics were so literal. I was on the stage and the light came on and then my grandpa fell into the arms of a stranger. We called 911.
Jason Eichler, she's 15.
Then sing somebody else's song. Actually, you know what? Taylor Swift was 14 when she wrote our song.
Okay, he backs it up.
Bang.
Bang. But RIP to your grandfather.
No, yeah. Absolutely. No.
I mean, sad story, but you're not a songwriter, honey. You have a good voice.
She did have a good voice, though, so I'll give her that, because that's the first person that I wrote love.
Don't ever wear that muumuu again.
This will be our last episode of the American Idol's After Show, as we will have a whole new panel next week, except for Steven. Okay. So, and let's see if we can save ourselves with the white guy with the guitar again. Keith London. Uh-oh. You too.
Did you like him?
He had the poofy hair.
He had way too many diphthongs. He sang Roar by Katy Perry, and he said, I've got the eye of the tiger, a fighter. Like, I wanted to...
Because he was trying to have his...
Moment? What?
He was trying to be, super artsy. Like, I'm singing this pop song. He ruined the song. He took a really catchy song and made me want to turn it off.
No, it was cool. I kind of digged it. But you know what? He didn't perform the song well. I think he has a good voice.
I think he has a good voice. Or I think he has potential for a good voice. He needs a lot of work. What'd you think?
He needed more of a roar.
I was a sucker. Now I feel bad. Now I'm so wishy-washy with you two around and Harry Connick.
Dude, you're totally Keith. I'm totally J-Lo and he's totally Harry.
Yeah, because...
like, totes.
No, because I liked him. I did. And then when Harry said... This is where... I quoted. This is where Harry said, this show is singers that move America.
Yeah.
And you could see him moving people. I was like, oh, yeah, he's good.
He moved me to turn off the television.
Damn it. I'm going to break through with you two. Violet, where are you? Violet Kanye.
I know. Violet,
no, but I think everybody thinks it's such a creative thing to sing a pop star song and play it with a guitar. It's not that creative. We've seen it done tons of times.
Yeah, the only time I've ever seen anything super creative was Andy Garcia's Paul Abdul's version of the Virgin song.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Stephanie, but
I don't know either.
Yeah, remember, please, it was, I think it was last season or the season before. That's the only time that I liked a recreation. He did it the best.
Oh, but I don't the Paul Abdul. No, okay. Yeah. I know exactly. Not Adam Garcia, but.
Andy.
Andy Garcia. Andy Garcia is the actor. Chat roll at YouTube. Let us know who the heck Stephanie's talking about. And while you're at it, give us a rating or two. All right, let's move on to. All right.
We should have those water things.
You know, I noticed something. You know, if you guys watch this live, you notice that we have our AfterBuzz TV cups.
Yeah.
Did you notice on Idol, there's no Coke cups anymore?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think they might have, if they lost them. Because I know AT&T cut their ties with Idol sponsorship. So there's a lot of transitions going on here. So that's what I'm saying. We're going to see a lot of different things.
You know what
happening.
They need to change? This cursive. It's just like the American Idol. I don't even like how it just looks. It just looks like.
But the A's a star.
Whack.
The A is a star. See.
Do you know what I used to love on Idol Steven. When they would try out and all of the like big stars' faces were behind them? That was my favorite part.
Oh really? Okay. Wow, that's way super, back.
I know, back in the day.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to think.
People
if
were we... coming on the show now saying, "I've been waiting since I was six. Dang, it's been on that long.
I know, but I've been watching it since I was a freshman in high school.
Oh really?
That's crazy.
I was watching them in my 40s. All right, so like, see, Sam. Well, I'm kidding.
Look at my eyes. Look at my eyes. Roll them.
Tell me about. Okay, do we remember Sam? Is it? I wrote down ugly.
Authorton. I just wrote down horrible.
Because I said good, bad, or ugly. I can't remember. I just remember.
Oh, he was that. Was he that guy that? I can't say
crickets,
it. Somebody
crickets.
Else talk.
Okay.
I don't know what to do right now.
He did an original song.
He was like the bigger guy with the white guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on.
I didn't want to say anything mean.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying to say, we too are going
to
try to say.
We're trying to stay positive.
Mean. Yes. Right. And okay.
He was positive enough for himself.
There we go. Yes. So.
Unnecessary positivity.
Another change was. Idol Home, was Idol Home, Send Them Home, or Idol Hollywood? When they gave us a preview of the singer coming up, and they gave us a little snippet, and they were going to let America vote on whether they should go home or go to Hollywood.
Do you know what that reminds me of? Like a mom getting Twitter. Like, oh, are we going to do a hashtag? Like,
you know what's
overdone.
Funny? I've been thinking about a hashtag this whole time we were talking. All I could think of was hashtag Steffi G.
Yeah. Hello. Aside from the self-promotion stuff, what'd you think? Idol with that girl, Home or Hollywood?
Home.
Home.
Damn.
Over-singing. Over-singing is not good.
Can we find someone you guys like? How about like...
What was her name?
I don't remember. I just remember her Idol Home or Idol Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
And American Got the Vote.
Yeah.
All right.
Because
so.
Yeah.
Steph checked out. She's like,
"That's what she looked like."
She just was. There was just too much going on. I couldn't handle it.
Okay, so you know what? I don't care what y'all say. I'm gonna start. Yes, because I don't care what you say. This person was good. He was great. I loved him. I don't care what you say, Eichler. I don't care what you say, Steph. I am standing on a soapbox here. He broke Brian.
Paula.
Paula. Am I Paula right now?
Yes, Paula.
Yeah. I loved him. I loved him. So his name was Sean Wilson. He was beautiful, and he was like a big teddy bear.
No, he was actually pretty good. I mean, he wasn't bad. He was pretty good.
That was like non-descriptive, Steven. I love how you went with that. That was awesome. No, he was awesome because he had this deep voice. I was like, oh, another teddy bear. But then he had this sick falsetto.
Oh, he was banging, yeah.
I hated his falsetto. Oh. His face looked like it was going to pop off when he was doing that.
No,
not
I
healthy.
Wish. I just want to hear him sing A Woman's Worth.
Oh, I thought he did too many runs. I thought he was basic.
I liked the end. He said, I want you.
How many people do you know that can sing like that or can sing better than that?
Name
but we need a competition at this point. That's somebody that you would let go to Hollywood rather
than
other people.
You have to keep
people.
That guy, Jason. I'm Steph.
I would let him go to Hollywood, but he's not going to make it in the top 10.
How is he not? With the range that he has? Okay, since we say America buys into the runs and all this, how is America not going to like this guy? Not make him go very far with the range? I mean, how many octaves is that brother going to hit? I'm telling you.
Yeah, but just because you can hit them doesn't mean you should.
Yeah, and Bam. We already had Ruben.
Yeah, I was going to say, we already had Ruben Studdard.
Yeah, but that was...
And I do think...
And I don't mean to put them in the same category.
And this is not going to be... So, not to be superficial.
Exactly.
But it's about a package.
It is. At this point, because you this is what
have,
American Idol
I don't think he had that
right
great
now.
Of a personality. Okay. He doesn't really have a look. You know what I mean?
He was kind of cool. I thought he was cute.
If he's from the South or Midwest, handsome. He's going all the way. And this is why.
He's super handsome.
We had been talking about people in Jersey were not going to win. Because
it's the armpit of America.
No.
I'm kidding.
No,
sorry.
No, Carmella. Forget about it. No.
I'm kidding.
What I was going to say is every single winner has been from either the Midwest or the South. No one from the East Coast or the West Coast has won. No.
Really?
In 12 seasons, no one's won it.
Huh.
No one from New York. No one from Washington. None.
Because we only have pretty people out here and we have no talent.
I know.
You know, I'm going to take a moment of silence now. And before we move on to a pretty girl who was doing weird things with her abdomen.
What?
Stephanie, not you.
I know.
The cheerleader.
She's the one who, no, she was whack.
Okay.
She was so whack.
Why was she wearing a cheerleading outfit?
Because she's a cheerleader for the Patriots.
I don't care. I don't know what a Patriot
is.
Yeah,
and she's
the New England
like,
Patriots. That's for our AfterBuzz for the NFL. Yeah,
I almost feel like she tried to lose her voice just so that she can sing in that voice for the show.
Yeah, I thought she did have a really good tone, but I like what Harry Connick Jr. said. She's singing incorrectly.
She was. She wasn't singing for a
Yeah, it was so throaty.
Mm-hmm. Will you guys mind, like, in a future, because we're here for 20 episodes, so will you give singing lessons in future episodes?
Yeah, okay.
I could.
First lesson in singing.
Yes.
Sing from your diaphragm.
Diaphragm.
Support.
Okay,
support.
Everybody take a straight back. Okay.
If you're going to be sitting down, sit at the edge of your chair.
No, this is what they used to say. Pretend like you're breathing all the way down to your boy parts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I got bigger boy parts than him.
Well, women have girl parts that they can sing through.
Okay.
Now that you need to sing with that much air. She's singing from her throat.
Oh my God, I can't do this anymore.
Now finishing. Well, that finishes our Boston portion because I'm coming from my boy part.
No, but now you got a lot of
stuff.
And that's how much air is supposed to come out while you're singing.
Okay, so
we were totally in show.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
So we now move to Austin.
Representing Ensemble.
Austin, Texas. Let's move on to Austin, Texas. We had enough of Boston. Sorry, Steven.
Boston.
Let us move to Austin and. They started with a girl, a 17-year-old. She was Devin Cree. And I didn't get to hear enough from her.
I was just kind of meh.
You didn't want to hear more from her.
No, I thought she was okay. Good. She's not a star.
And she got the nose, actually.
I liked that, though.
So you've seen they're a little more, you know, they're a little harsher, but they're just being a little more stern.
Right.
You know, and they're not making fun of, you know, like in other seasons, you see that they play with the contestants more.
They do, and that actually irked me so much every time that they did that because there was no point. We just let's say yes or say no, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it is a TV show, so I get that kind of, but at the same time, we're over it.
But they also OD'd a lot with that. It was horrible.
Okay, so what you're saying is now that we're seeing, like, they may say no, but they're being kinder.
But
gentler.
Harry Connick Jr. is saying no for good reasons. Yep. Like, there was one little part where they quickly showed it where he says, you're embarrassing it. Like, why did you come here? And it's true. He could be mean like that. And then every other time he said no, I'm telling you no because of this. And then that one girl that just went and grabbed the ticket before he finished.
Yeah.
No, I really do want to know what you have to say. No, you don't. And you are not going to win.
Mm-mm. Wow. So what you're saying is
somebody likes a whore.
He's saying it's preparation.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, what Harry's, and this goes to our next singer, who was one of the diamonds, I think, of tonight's show, Sabian Wright.
Yes.
He waited 8 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was the person who made my, like, I was moving to his music. He wrote it, good words. It wasn't super corny.
He stuck out to me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the song.
Oh, I like the song.
You didn't like the original.
It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't that great. But I think he's super talented and a talented musician. I think his voice could use a little work, but I think he's an artist. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know who he is.
And I'm going to run with that because I loved him, but I don't want him to win the show.
He won't win the show, but he deserves more exposure.
I don't want him to win because I love the artistry that he has. And I'm afraid that with so many weeks of Idol, unless they make changes this season, it's going to be so much of this pop stuff. So much. He is, like you said, he's an artist. I want to see what he creates. Something that you can't really put in a category. It's just Sabian. You know, I know commercially that's a killer, but this is the type of guy that you see. He could create something. He can build something that can be different, unique. And that's a lot of times
the artists from Idol that have a lot of exposure make it to the top 10 and then they get signed.
Right.
You know?
True.
Which is what a lot of them are doing.
Because I think in order to win Idol, you have to be the type of artist that can take yourself and sing any type of genre, but still make it a Carrie Underwood song, a Kelly Clarkson song, you know?
Okay. So you got to play the game.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Any,
which is fair.
After that, we had Tarika Curry or Carrie. I'm sorry. She was 20. She said, I forget the name of the song. It was Candice Glover did it last season. And they did a replay of it because it's a remake from Shirley Bassey. It's a huge song. I think Jordan Sparks did it and Haley Reinhardt did it for the semifinals season 10.
Is it The House of the Rising Sun?
No,
I don't remember.
It's the I Love You. It's like that plead, I love you. I don't sing, I just talk. So I'm just saying.
I have no idea. Was that was in the monologue?
Yeah, it was the little montage.
Montage.
The Maroon 5 guy and the cute.
Oh yeah. I just wrote pretty good Love It and Too Much, the last guy.
Yeah, which one did you guys like of the three? I think, weren't we pairing you guys off? Which one? Anyway,
yeah,
stand
but then
up?
We didn't I say it. I liked the third guy by the most. Any of them. That's it.
Yeah. I'm going to get you to like someone, and I'm going to get you to pick someone by season's end. I'm telling you, Stephanie, I'm going to have you pick someone, and I'm going to make him like someone. I'm telling you.
I will like somebody,
okie dokie, artichoke.
Eventually.
Okay, so did we like Madeline Patterson?
No.
See? Like I said.
Okay, she
we got nothing.
She ruined that song. She took Up to the Mountain by Patty Griffin and literally shat upon it. I can say that, right?
Yeah.
Like, sure. That is the perfect example of how not to oversing a song. I went up to the mountain, like, I wanted to punch
this
myself.
This was my favorite in his notes. He says, I wanted to kill myself. That's one of the notes. I wanted to kill myself. She has an okay tone. Too many runs. Ew. Ew.
Do you
hashtag ew.
Ew.
Hashtag every time that we don't like an artist, hashtag EW.
No, but she, I don't think she's a bad singer. Is okay. What's sad about her. Like, if somebody went to her and said, like, okay, don't do any runs, just sing the song, it would have been really pretty.
This is just some regular.
But I would have said no.
Old people.
You know what? And you're in agreement. And this is the other point that Harry had. He was in the minority there. He did not like it. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was the other two that pushed her to Hollywood.
Yeah. So this is the same. This is the girl that didn't listen to what he was going to say.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I liked the first half a little bit, but I hated the
half. But do you know the original?
I can't say off the top of my
head. Kelly sang it on Idol Gives back in the day also.
Oh, then I should know it. Okay. I'm going to go home now.
But it's like a really folky, like, singer-songwriter song.
Yeah, but
Not that.
Not what you did.
It's just, like, tired. All this stuff. They're just regular.
Basic.
I need
so basic.
It's like fighting like an upstream battle with you two. I need violent reinforcements.
Yeah, but you know what? We are America. And
no, we're not America. We're America.
We are. God bless America.
America. I love America.
Stephen, can you play some patriotic music underneath this while they're going on this little soapbox?
The thing about America is you got to be the best to make it to the top.
Yes, it's true. And we all have a chance.
You can't
be
basic.
We all have the opportunities.
The American dream is not to do 27 runs in a song.
Mm-mm, now that you've all alienated half the country... Let us.
No, listen up, country. If you think that's good, you're wrong.
Okay.
So check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Okay, nice reference of 1996. Let us move on to, is it Malcolm Allen, the air guitar, Superstition?
Great, great voice.
Awesome.
Really?
I didn't like his personality.
Yeah,
but I thought he had a really good voice.
I am music. No, you're not.
I am, yeah.
You're
shut
Malcolm.
Up. But you have a good voice, Malcolm. And when he did that beatbox with the guitar,
this
he has a really
super
talented.
You know this is my sister from another mister, right?
Man. He was good.
He was good, but he's not likable.
Oh, and that's a kiss of death.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ask Elise Testone. I've
like,
mentioned
relax.
You twice.
You just got to the audition.
Uh-huh. I am music.
So he's not going to win?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe. If actually How? No, he could work it. He could probably work it later.
Cover up your tattoos.
He'll grow likable as soon as he checks himself.
Somebody needs to tell him though, because
somebody needs to tell him though.
Because his head probably just got bigger now.
He goes, "Tell me why though." The judges said, "So you know you're a good singer." And he's like, "Yeah." And just waited, like, straight face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh.
We're like, oh, okay, well, go ahead. Do I need to give you this ticket? Here, let me give you my Slim Fast read. How does that feel?
Feel good? Yeah.
Dang, are we hating right
no,
now?
No, we are just saying how everybody feels.
Hashtag truth?
Yeah, truth. Real talk.
No, okay.
Hashtag real talk.
Can we at least finish with something? Well, we got two left. Yeah. We've got the crier. Should we move talk about the crier or no? Just, okay. Okay, well.
This is what I feel about the last people.
The fact that everyone loves J-Lo.
I thought that's
cute. That
was
hilarious. That was so cute.
Yeah, I like
but
that.
But that's because it's
I like little montages like that. Like, are kind of fun. Okay. I don't like when the whole show is a montage. But you can throw some, you can have fun. I
it was funny because they're funny, though. The three of them are hilarious.
What?
Randy Jackson wasn't funny.
No.
I can't even remember.
No, Randy Jackson was cool for, like, the first five seasons.
Yeah, because he was the personality for it. But now that they're going to actually freshen it up, I think this is a good decision. Well, they're all great.
Well, I hate to disappoint because Randy will be back this season.
Okay, cool, but as a coach or something, that's different.
Yeah, he's a mentor. Yeah. So
exactly. I like that. And he is a good, that's a good place for him.
Okay. So we're going to finish strong.
Okay.
We're going to finish with the Harry, we're a super fan station, so why not finish with the super fan of Harry Connick Jr.?
Yes,
I like this part of the show. I didn't necessarily like him.
Harry?
Like his singing or his personality?
Oh, what? Moon, how do you, I don't want to say his name because I'm going to butcher it.
Yeah, I
have. Oh, this is the kid who's from Texas, but also from Lahore, Pakistan.
Yes, he's the one. Moonfari? I thought he had an okay voice. Sansari. Again, too many tricks. And he went flat a lot at the end of his phrases.
No, I love
it. But if Harry held me like that?
I would sing so good.
We actually wanted to open the show with one of us being carried. So we'll have to, maybe for next week, we'll have like, we'll carry Steven.
I'll carry JC.
Okay.
Okay.
Steven,
okay.
You can carry me.
Hey, no, I love him. What was it? How do you, Moon Farid.
Moon Farid.
I loved him.
Really?
Loved him.
Did you really?
Loved him.
Okay.
Especially because he didn't look like
him. So you thought he was okay.
You don't have to carry anyone, JC. You're already carrying the show.
Ouch.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right.
All right.
Heard that.
Ouch.
Heard that.
Moving on. Quitting while we're behind. Quitting while we're behind. Let's wrap up. Final thoughts. What'd you guys
say? Okay. I have him starred.
I'm sure you did.
The Texan-Pakistan boy was awesome.
I liked Savion Wright.
Savion was cool.
And Austin Percario.
What? You totally said that he needed coaching. He did.
Oh, he does, but I think he's likable enough. I mean, the talent is there. They just need to say stop faking it.
He has really good potential.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying. You know what?
And it's time for America. They're going to get somebody a little edgier.
Wait, he reminds me of Colton Dixon a little bit. Think about it. Season 11.
Huh. Whatever. It's no, we're about to repeat it, though. It's 13. We're 13
yeah.
seasons
yeah,
deep.
Colton Dixon went far. I think he finished sixth. He had a huge female fan base, and this guy's got that same little vibe. So, okay, sure. Sabian was awesome.
I'm excited to see the San Francisco.
Sabian was good, but he's not going to win.
Okay, so, well, we're getting the magic hands up front, so let's move on. We don't have any news and gossip. We had so much information. Let's go on with some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think that next week we're going to probably see about the same thing. I'm hoping that San Francisco is going to bring us something really good because you're right. Almost everybody hasn't been from California, so where are they at?
And we haven't seen a winner yet.
Mm-hmm. We have not. Absolutely not. We have not seen a winner yet.
Oh, you, okay. Well, I think we may have.
Who?
And my favorite, like I said, was Sabian, but I thought it was the first guy, Sam Wolf, could very well be the winner.
I think the producers are going to try really hard not to make that happen.
Or to make it happen, at least to a certain...
No, you can't... Like, no, because he's right, because they're trying to avoid the white guy with the guitar thing, but without manipulating it so much like they did last year. It's because ultimately, this is not a singing competition, and I've heard this from an insider. This is not a singing competition. This is a singing show.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's what we see.
I mean, they can... Because if there's a prize package at the end, they legally can't alter votes or anything.
Correct.
But they can edit packages to be however they want.
Okay. Storylines. So that said, we've covered a lot.
See.
Yeah, so definitely an action-packed episode for a season to come. So
thanks, y'all.
Yeah, once again. So Jason, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jason Eichler.
And the lovely Stephanie.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. On Twitter as at Stephanie Georgie, G-I-O-R-G-I. Instagram, Steffi with the Y, G-47.
Oh, that's like a math equation. Sorry. And Steven, what about you?
You can find me here.
Okay, right on.
It's Steven Lemieux.
And you can find me at JC Rubio TV on Instagram and Twitter. So for Steven, Jason, Stephanie, I'm JC. We'll see you next time.
Fuck.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.